This is Fresh Air. Once a week, we invite a guest musician to perform. Today, we've asked back singer and rhythm guitarist Marty Gross to play and to talk about the role of the rhythm guitar in jazz.
Take me to that land of jazz. Let me hear the kind of blues that Memphis has. I want to step to a tune that's full of ginger and pep. Pick 'em up, lay 'em down. Let me hear that razzmatazz. I wanna give you fair warning, I won't be home before morning. Everybody loves a jazz bow in the loving land of jazz. Oh, in the loving land of jazz. Step to a tune that's full of ginger and pep. Pick 'em up, lay 'em down. Let me hear that razzmatazz. I want to give you fair warning, I won't be home before morning. Everybody loves a jazz bow in the loving land of jazz. Oh, in the loving land of jazz. Yeah, in that loving land of jazz. Jazz, jazz, jazz. In that loving land of jazz. That was Take Me to That Land of Jazz, and reminds me of the time when I was just a teenager in high school and I was searching for that elusive land of jazz. And I would try to find it by skipping school and going out to see big bands in theaters and movie theaters that they played in, and trying to hear the rhythm guitar player. The rhythm guitar player was the icing on the rhythm section cake. Very important, but because he didn't make much noise by himself, that was in the days when all the guitars were acoustic, there was no electricity. Often there was just one microphone in front of the band. That was for the singers, and the rest was all just done naturally. Why, often the guitar player would be the last to be hired and the first to be fired. Because they figured they could give him up before they could give up a fifth saxophone or a third trombone or something like that. However, the classy, big-name bands like Count Basie's and Benny Goodman's big bands always kept their rhythm guitar players. So that brings me to this tune, which is what the rhythm guitar player did. He played chord changes most of the time like this. Sort of thing behind the soloists. And this next song is just about that, just about playing chords. It's called Changes. It's by Walter Donaldson.
Changes, changes, that's all he can play. Strangest changes, he plays them all day. So sweet, so I repeat, changes, changes. Just hear what I say. He plays those beautiful changes in different keys. Beautiful changes and harmonies. He starts in C and changes to D. He's messing around most any old key. What's that? Hear that minor strain. That's it. There it goes again. So many babies that he can squeeze, but he's always changing those keys. First change into B, change into C, change into D, as easy as the weatherman. Folks, he's getting kind of cold, getting kind of hot. Listen, I forgot, since he was a tot, he's been the talk of Dixieland. changes in different keys. Beautiful changes and harmonies. He starts in C and changes to D. He's messing around most any old key. What's that? Hear that minor strain. That's it, there it goes again. Why, there's so many babies that he can't squeeze. But he's always changing, he's rearranging. He's always changing those keys. Dun, dun, dun.
That was rhythm guitarist Marty Gross. His latest recording, Marty Gross Sings of Love and Other Matters, is distributed by Statiris Records. We'll hear more from Marty Gross over the summer.